listening.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. I do have one announcement. We do have an opening in our net control operator list of amateur radio operators that would have Blue Ridge 2-meter net Friday nights tonight. It used to be called by KN4RJN John, who has moved to North Carolina and is no longer able to call the net, so it's opened. If you're interested in calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Friday nights, get with me. Send me an email. My email address is good on QRZ. Or just ping me on this repeater, all right? And we'll get you the tools you need and the training you need to get you signed up to call the net. Anybody need any fills on that announcement? Okay, anybody else have any other announcements for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening? Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And we're going to start off with pre-net check-ins. Tonight we have W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Travis Rest, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4LZI, that's Andy. He's over on Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. K5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor. Good to have you with us tonight, Leroy. KG4WNP, that is Landon, who is over in, where's Landon tonight? He's in Liberty this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon, if you're listening. W4IOE, that is Sid, who's over in Fletcher. By the way, he calls the 14664 nets Sundays at 8. So this Sunday at 8 o'clock, be sure and stop by and check in with him on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. And I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Sid, if you're listening, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Thomas Beverly, we said hello. And KC4W, that is Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you as night, Bill. Always good to have you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Did catch your check-in there at the last, your pre-net check-in there at the last minute. It is okay to do that. What Bill just did was before, when I started calling the net, he wasn't checked in, but by the time I got to the pre-net check-ins, he was there. I do check when I'm calling the net. It's up to each individual net control operator, but when I'm calling the net, I do check that pre-net check-in list from time to time. So if you get in a bind and you can't wait till an opening to, and you want to check in, do like Bill. Use that pre-net check-in capability. It'll work for you. Next up, we're going to pause for a moment for brand new amateur radio operators that have never called a net or never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure of the protocol and would like to get started checking into the net, but just want a little brief introduction to how the net works. Call W4DJW and we'll explain it to you and get you checked in. Okay, that station that was checking in, or that station that keyed up, I could tell there was a voice in there, but that voice was really, really low down in the white noise. White noise was a whole lot higher level than the voice, so I didn't get any words. If anybody's listening or flipped over in reverse and knows who that is, feel free to relay that in. Otherwise, we're going to give one more shot, try to bump up your power, move around, get a little bit better on your X, and try it one more time. Okay, not getting anything now, but keep trying. We would like to get you checked in if at all possible. We do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to break for EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. KO4RMD joining via EchoLink. Thank you very much from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize Robert from Richmond, Virginia. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope all is going well with you. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. I don't think you've checked in with me calling the net in the past. No, you haven't. I checked my log. We're here every single night at 9 p.m., 365 days a year, so be sure and stop by and check in as many times throughout the year. We'd love to have you. Take care. Stay safe. And now, we got another EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Community Internet. Call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like Scott from Danielsville is just getting logged in and just getting oriented. So, Scott, if you don't have audio, leave me a text message, and I'll get you checked in that way. If you do have audio, feel free to check in at any time. Let's see. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Uniform Through Zulu. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Have a good night, Dave.
Okay, Net Control Lock recognized KX4YM, that is Scott. He's bringing with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary, over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Till Miss Mary and Miss Mary, we said hello and take care, stay safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, Scott, looks like you and Miss Mary and Miss Mary have that one all to yourself. We're going to jump up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call begins with letters A through D. And I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Control Lock to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena, Miss Michelle, we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And from Gastonia, North Carolina, we have Danny, KO4ISG. You sounded good tonight from Gastonia, North Carolina this evening, Danny. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, not sure what's going on this evening, but kind of lean in the beginning. We'll see how it goes. We'll jump on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4HKX, Patrick up in Penrose. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be around listening.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Well, stick around, Dave, and make up something.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. I've got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in a little bit. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. No comment, no traffic. Hello, Harry.
Okay, Net Control Lock to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, John. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're enjoying your new QTH and your unpacking is going well. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
You check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo. Name is Jeff. Currently mobile at McDonald's and Seneca. Be negative and negative.
Oscar 4, November, November, Romeo. This is Jerry on mobile. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize via an Echolink text message, KE4KJN, and that is Scott over in Danielsville, Georgia, who's just figuring out Echolink. That's okay, Scott. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One way or another, you got in. And by the way, if you want to send an APRS text message, you have APRS capability, I've got a window up for APRS. Just send W4DJW a text message on APRS, and we'll get you checked in that way. Scott, appreciate you using the text box capability on Echolink. And KO4EEE, that's Jeff, who's over in Seneca, mobile in Seneca at McDonald's. Be careful out there, Jeff. Do take care while you're on the mobile. And hope you enjoy your meal at McDonald's. And heard the third-party traffic. Good to hear that on the radio. Take care. Stay safe. KO4NNR, that's Jerome over in Greenwood on the mobile. Do I have that right? Do I have your call sign correct?
That's correct. That's KO4NNR. I'm in Greenville on mobile tonight.
Okay, mobile in Greenville. Let me get that down. Okay, we're all up to date. Jerome, appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Do take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4D. All right, we'll bump it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Was anybody able to catch that call that's checking in? It's right down in the white noise. I thought I recognized the voice, but I'm not sure. Anybody else able to recognize who that is and relay them in?
JW, that's better.
That is much better. Let's go with that.
Go Oscar 4, Lima, X-ray Zulu, Kyle over in Taylor's. I had to go outside, get a better signal. I'm on a little late tonight. I'll be negative, negative, but I will be monitoring for the rest of the evening. Thanks so much. So please, y'all. For DJW, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark, send it out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4LXZ. That's Kyle over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Kyle. Well, when you stepped outdoors, it was like somebody turned on the light switch. You're coming in loud and clear now on the handheld. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And he's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounding good tonight, Larry. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Tell Donna we said hey. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll increment the incrementer up to Mike through Papa. And the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters M through P. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, Doug. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, came here as Fred, currently mobile in Beatbox. 7-3 to you and all the net. I'll be negative tonight, but I will be monitoring the frequency for a little while.
Net Control, please check in. N4WHM, that's November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. This is in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be around for a little while. Thank you very much for calling the net.
For DJW. Watson, please check in. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. And in Alden, in a trend. No comment. Thank you, sir.
For DJW. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Negative and negative, sending 73 to you and all on the net. We appreciate what you do for the net, Dave.
DJW. KO4OU, Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Uniform Joe, Campobello, be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, that was a good group. Net control, I recognize KO4NNH, that is Fred, is mobile in Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And N4WHM, that's Bill, over in Hartwell, Georgia. You're bouncing off that water in Hartwell really fine, Bill. You're coming in here just wonderful. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Pat, I don't know what's going on, but you're motorboating. Like you've got a handheld with it plugged into an AC charger. It sounds like a motorboat. Anyway, I thought you'd want to know. If you know why that is, no problem. Just take care. If you don't know why that is, just want to let you know what's going on there. Anyway, you're still completely readable. K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Steve, but then you sound good every night. So appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4OU, that's Joe, who's in Campobello this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4GJW. 04OLK, Stephen and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4OLK, that's Stephen, who's over in Greer. Stephen, were you able to get, I never did get a text message from you, were you able to get my text messages?
I got your text and I did some research. The program that I'm using wants a $50 sign-up fee before I can transmit anything, so I'm just checking that out. I was going to ask you about that later.
Okay, well, you don't have to pay that. There's umpteen hundred different ways to do APERS that don't cost a nickel, right? Other than maybe some hardware like a signal link or like a tiny track or some kind of a TNC virtual reel, some way to connect your computer to your radio. So, yeah, get with me later. I'll give you umpteen hundred ways to do that, but you don't have to pay any money to. I did have to, a long time ago, I did have to pay for a virtual TNC, it's called AGWPE or something like that. And I still have that engine. It still works, but I don't use it anymore because there's better ones out there that are free now. So, yeah, get back with me, and I'll help you with that. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we've got another Echo Link station over there. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, via text message, net control I'd like to recognize. KK4FTU, that's Richard over in Slab Town. Good to have you with us, Richard, if you're listening. Appreciate you taking time to check in via text message on EchoLink. Take care, be safe. Let's see, we're going to bump it on up to the patient group for the Friday night. Check-in list, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters Q through T, and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, AA 4, RM, I'm Robert in Easley, negative and negative, and wake myself up here to check in here.
Okay, net control, like to recognize AA 4, RM, that's Robert over in Easley, who's the only one left in the patient group so far, who had to wake up to check in with us. Well, I'm glad we got you awake. I'm glad we're interesting enough to wake you up. Sometimes I do that too, so that's where it's good to use the pre-net check-in if you think you might not wake up. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. You're going to wake up eventually, but not by the end of the net. Let's put it that way. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4, Romeo Alpha,
Alpha
4, Oscar Whiskey, Rich and Green, with no traffic, no round table.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4ROW, that's Rich over in Greenville. Good to have you. It's night, Rich. You're sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
So, Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, Kurt in Greenville, negative, negative.
OK, Okay, next I'd like to recognize KM4BLH. That's Kurt over in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Kurt. Hope all's going well with you. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we have everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler. Harry, brand new, clean, shiny stump. It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW. And the few that are out there, although it's almost sneak up on 9:30-ish or so, so that's not too bad. This is the first week of the month, and I am glad that it is almost over. I think everything that I did was going to do in the month of April happened this week. Teaching a merit badge, which that was Tuesday and Thursday, and then I have a morning group I get together with once a week, and that was Tuesday, and then we've been teaching our license classes on Zoom on Tuesday and Thursday. And then we had another group that we met with also on a Tuesday. So I didn't quite spend my whole day on Zoom, but it sure felt like it. And then things like grocery store and all that stuff kept in, doctor visit or two, and one thing and another. So I'm glad to slow down. I got my grass mowed today. The weatherman keeps threatening with rain, and it did shower this afternoon. I don't know, half an hour maybe, not heavy, but I had my grass cut and got some tree limbs cut that needed to come down and got that done and enjoyed the sunshine and came in and been beating my head on a computer. I've got a laptop that I've had for several years. I've carried it out to Boy Scout camp. I've carried it to California several times, and basically you push the power button and it pops up and bingo, it boots relatively fast. It's got an i3 processor with a 2 gigahertz clock speed, which is not real fast. It's only got 6 gig of RAM, so it wasn't quite a bottom end laptop, but it did what I wanted it to do. And last night, I hadn't had it on for a couple of weeks. I plugged in and pushed the power button, and it has been cycling through. We're going to repair your computer and then give me the blue screen and pick what I would like for it to do, and none of them work. And I tried to reinstall Windows 10, and it told me that I was missing a media driver. Have no clue what that means. I did boot it up with an external flash drive into Windows and copied all the files in there that I wanted, but that's a new one on me. I haven't Googled it yet, but anyway, that's what's been keeping me busy. John's still listening. Good to hear you, John. We miss you. Hope things are working out up there. I think it's Brown Summit. I did look that up one time. Seems like a nice little place to live. It's just a little bit far from this repeater. But anyway, and there's lots of repeaters down there. There's plenty to do. Anyway, we'll bounce it back in your court, Dave, and see what happens. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, John did drop off a few minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago, I guess. He stuck around for a while, but about 5 minutes before the end of the net, he dropped out. So he's not there at the moment. But he did listen for a while. But let's see. Well, it's a good thing you got everything done at the beginning of the month. Now you've got time to piddle with that computer that needs a media driver. Media is something like your SSD card, your like the little SanDisk cards that you plug in there that have like a few gigabytes of RAM on them, the memory. those kinds of things, those media drivers, like used to be floppy disks, CDs, the card readers, the little memory card readers, those kinds of things. You're missing something. I get that when I'm building a Linux box sometime, and they say it's a proprietary driver, so they won't put it in the package that I'm using to download. But they tell me where to go to get it, and to put it on a thumb drive and put it in one of the USB slots, and then they go grab it from there, and they continue on with their install. So they're just complying with the law. They're not shipping it out there because it's proprietary, but they are telling you, you can go get it. Here's where you go to get it. Go grab it and give it to me, and I'll use it when I do my install. That's what I like about Linux. Those guys are creative. They do a really good job. I enjoy that. Hopefully it's not the media is broken, so it's not able to read the version in the vendor, so it's not able to identify which driver you need. In some cases, they get the error message wrong. Instead of saying, we couldn't read what the vendor of this hardware is, right? They say, oh, don't have a vendor, don't know who no vendor is, so we don't have a driver for no vendor. They don't tell you that, right? So anyway, just hope you get that worked out. You'll have to keep us up to date on how that goes, Harry. You know, I know you hate it when you a piece of hardware you've been using year after year after year, and it's no problem. All of a sudden, boom, it's a problem. But hopefully you'll get that worked out, and things will get better. I did get one of my older ones to work off of one of those M.2, to boot up off of those one of those NVMe M.2s, and boy, is that quick. It's like Gary was saying the other night, when you don't really realize how quick it is until you actually go do that. I was using a hard drive in that one, and it was crunching and crunching and crunching and crunching on booting up, and I decided I'm going to finally go ahead and go to Amazon, get me one of those things, put it on the USB drive, put it in there, go into the BIOS, tell for that thing, and voila. Man, is that thing fast. It boots up in less than a minute, like about 30 or 40 seconds, and the prompt is there, and you're ready to go. So it's worth the extra work, I guess, if you boot that often. Some of them might not boot much, but the ones that you boot a lot, it makes it worth it, Harry.
Yeah, my previous computer experience, I'm beginning to think that there's an evil spirit circling my house. But hang on a second, go talk. I'm working a station in Japan on a inverted antenna here, so hang loose. I'm going to get back to him. I'll talk to somebody else for a minute, Dave. I'll be back.
By all means, Harry, go get that Japan station. Japan's hard for me to get. I hope you get it. Good luck with it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, including Echolink, because I see we got an Echolink in there called W4DJW.
W. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim at Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative, and sorry for the late check-in.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KO4LAO. That's Jim. He's over in Travis Rest. Hey, Jim, better late than never. Appreciate you being here tonight. And KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're checking in via text message on Echolink. Good to have you tonight, Gary. Enjoyed our QSO before the net this evening. That was a good QSO. I really enjoyed that. You take care. Stay safe. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys enjoy the weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. KO4OLK, Steve, are you still listening?
KO4OLK.
So what's the software that they were wanting to charge you a bunch for to transmit? Is that Packet Engine Pro or something like that?
Hang on a second here. Let me get my computer out. We'll look it up.
Okay, and what operating system are you using? Because that helps to know as well.
Windows 10.
There is a packet engine emulator for Windows 10. It's called Direwolf, Direwolf, and it's free. And you can download it, and sometimes it helps if you have Cygwin installed. I don't know if you know what Cygwin is, but Cygwin is a terminal emulator that makes Windows look a little bit like Unix, and it does a really good job. but you can install Direwolf that way, or you can install it. I think they've got an executable you can download and install. And then you hook your Apers client up to that packet engine, call it the Direwolf packet engine, and the Direwolf connects to your radio. So software package like UIView or whatever you use for Apers to Direwolf to your radio to transmit out and back is a possibility while you're looking up that one that you're using. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
We're back.
Okay, we got Steven over there looking for the software that he uses that's wanting to charge him to transmit for APRS. So did you get the Japanese station?
I did. In fact, I worked too. Just right here. Propagation evidently is favoring me, even if the computer gods are against me. I'm running an elevated vertical, which basically, it's I made a square out of PVC pipe and put a wire on each corner. And I've got 30, 20, 17, 15. And somewhere in there, I think I've got a 10. But anyway, and it's hanging from a tree limb, and it's up high enough that I can ride my lawnmower under it. And I've got, depending on the band, 2 to 4 radials elevated up, and running my FT-857 on 100 watts, and through the tuner, and I just worked 2 Japanese stations, and I got -8 and -16 for signal reports, and I was hearing them at -18, so. In case you're trying to figure out how to make an antenna, it's a wire hanging from a tree limb, and again, it's quarter wavelength long, and I say two radios work, 4 is better, and I'm feeding this one with RG8X, which didn't have enough 213 to go quite that far where the tree limb was, so anyway, W4DJW, KC4EZN, let's see if the other fellow figured his software. Those were the 2 Japanese stations that I saw, and I managed to work both of them on an antenna that some people would say radiates equally inefficiently in all directions, but worked Japan, so can't complain. KC4EZN.
Well, congratulations on Japan, Harry. Oh, you got my curiosity up with that vertical, 4-band vertical. Whether you're feeding it at the top or you're feeding it at the bottom, I'm probably thinking you're feeding it at the top, and you're probably using, I did a lot of guessing while you were talking, you're probably using a single feed line, and you've got it connected to all 4, and it's picking the one that's resonant for the frequency you're on for you. No switches, no manual switches or anything like that. And Stephen, I'll get back to you in just a minute, but Harry's got my curiosity up on this antenna. Just can't help it. Go ahead, Harry. Is it fed from the top or is it fed from the bottom? Are you using a single feed line or multiple feed lines?
It's fed from the bottom and just a single feed line out there. You pretty much described it. I said basically I took a piece of PVC pipe, cut it into 4 equal lengths, and made a square. It made 2 squares, one for the top and one for the bottom, and the 30-meter wire, quarter wave, is the longest. The tree limb's not high enough for 40-meter wire is what it came down to. So I went with 30. However, I have worked a number of stations on 40 meters with that antenna. Tuner won't work 80, but that's, like I say, it's basically 4 wires cut for quarter wave on each band, all tied together, you know, like a fan dipole. And then I've got, and I can't tell you which bands I've got 2 and which bands I've got 4. My intention is to do a little bit better job because I picked up a bunch of scrap wire from my radials and strung them out from one corner to another, and I'm feeding it with about 50 feet or so of RG8X. So real simple to build. As long as you just need to find out how tall you are sitting on your riding mower and how tall your tree limb is, and give yourself a few inches to clear underneath your coax hanging down, and that's the lowest frequency you can work. KC4EZN.
Well, appreciate your answers. And if you have a place where you use to reference that, like if it's not just your own design, then you might want to think about throwing that out there. I'm going to go back to Scott and see if he was able to pull up that software, see what it was. But that would be my next question. You start talking about Harry's antennas, Harry, I can't stop. Just because I get a mental picture of it, and then I think, is my mental picture right or is it wrong? So then I have to ask a question. And then I get a little bit more, and I get a new mental picture, and then we have to start all over again. It's an infinite loop until you get an actual picture. Anyway, I'll be back to you in just a minute, Harry. Stephen, did you figure out what that software was? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. OLK. Yes, I did. The program name is APRS Pro SE. When I went to put in the name link that you told me a week or so ago when we talked about this, it wouldn't accept it. I'd put it in, but I would not be able to select it. And so I started searching, and come to find out they're wanting a $50 fee to be able to transmit. And I'm just now getting back around to it.
Okay, I plugged that in. That's one that works on a mobile phone. And what does it use, Bluetooth to a Bluetooth device, or does it just go over airwaves with audio?
Next up is a BTEC APRS system, uses Bluetooth to link.
Okay, that's really convenient. So I wouldn't want to discourage you if you want to go that way. That's super convenient to do that. However, that's not the way that I've played around with those that work on your phone with both that and PSK. I've actually sent PSK messages with a similar telephone app. It'll encode and decode PSK. So you just put your phone down by your speaker while you tune to the PSK frequency, and your phone decodes the PSK for you when you just watch it. And then when it finishes, you just type in text and you hit send, and your phone sends that into the speaker, and the speaker is picked up by your microphone on your ham radio station, and it gets sent out as PSK. It works really good. Somebody got really creative with that. So I think there's APRS clients that do something very similar to that. So that is nice. That's a lot of eye candy on that application that's running on your phone. If it's worth it, pay it. but if it's not worth it, and you want to run like on a computer or something like a TNC or like a sound card, like a signal link or something like that, then might be able to help you find an alternative method. But either one of those, you do have to have a piece of hardware. I mean, you're going to have some kind of hardware that turns text into AX25, the protocol that's used for packet, that is APRS protocol that APRS uses. Does that make sense, Stephen?
I think that I have in my BioFang kit, there's a little box with a little GPS antenna, my Bluetooth interface. The fact I was able to decode your messages to me, I did see those. I think I've got the equipment. I think it was just a software thing. They were looking for money.
Okay. Well, take that path or look at that Direwolf. Plug that in into Google and go out and take a look at Direwolf, and then take a look at, like, for example, a client that connects to Direwolf. So three pieces: the client, the packet engine, and your ham gear. Those three need to be able to talk to each other. The UI that you type messages in, the packet engine that transforms text to APRS, and the radio gear that sends that out over airwaves. All right, those three have to be connected. To take it, Direwolf's the piece in the middle. And then there's others, many UIs, like UI View is one. The author for UI View passed away a few years ago, and all he asks is that you make a donation to cancer, right, to the cancer society of your choice. And he will let you use that. Well, his wife will let you use that that software, UIView. It's probably the high bar. It's the standard. It's the thing that everybody, all the APERS clients strive to get close to, because it does thousands of things. Right? Just it's huge. Then Xaster is another one. Xastir. You can look that one up. It can connect to Direwolf. UIView can connect to Direwolf. APERS Slice can connect to that. And Direwolf is the piece of it that you normally have to pay for, but it's free, right? It's the thing that turns text into APERS. But take a look at those kind of things, or if you like the convenience of having it in your pocket, you might want to just pay the $50. W4DJ, W in the Blue Ridge, Team Internet.
Okay, while you've been talking, and I was listening about the antennas, that's very interesting also. I downloaded a program called Pinpoint APRS that I'm exploring. But as I get time, I'll look into these things and see what I come up with. I do have one comment on the antenna business. I got my single pole antenna on a ground plane 15, 20 feet off the ground. Is that the proper height for this band, or do I need to be closer to the ground?
So for local, for VHF, right, VHF transmissions, the higher your antenna is, the better you're going to get into the repeater, because VHF is line of sight. So the closer you get to, once you establish line of sight to the repeater, and you can go on to Google Earth, and you can draw a line between the WYFF tower and your house, right, on Google Earth. And then you can right-click on properties over in the navigation bar over there on the left and say, show me the profile view of this line. And what it does is it slices the earth open, right? And it shows you a cross-section of the earth between your QTH and the antenna at the tower. And if there's a peak of a mountain in between you and the tower, then you're going to have to get your antenna high enough to go over the peak of that mountain to hit to be able to see the tower's repeater antenna directly. And you won't be able to get any better than that, no matter how much higher you're going. Right? Once you rise above that obstacle that's between you, if there is one, there may not even be one, then picking it up even higher for VHF frequency, once you've established line of sight, isn't going to be any better. For example, I'll give you an example of that. When the space station comes over the horizon, and it goes over the top of us, and then it goes down over the other horizon, that's hundreds of miles away, right, when it comes up over the horizon, thousands of miles away. And the VHF stations, as soon as it comes up over the horizon, they start talking to ISS through many different ways of talking to it on many different VHF and UHF frequencies. Right, and it's thousands of miles away, but as soon as it comes up over the horizon, you have line of sight, you can use it, and you can talk all you want. So does that answer the question, Stephen? I do kind of get carried away a little bit.
Thinking about my antenna theory from about 40 years ago, I'm guessing that when you get down into the HF, down in 20, 30, 40 meter band, where you're using reflection off the ground and whatnot to bounce back and forth between the ionosphere and around the world, that the antenna height makes a difference. But on the higher frequencies, UHF, VHF, it's strictly line of sight. The higher the antenna, the better we go.
Until you establish line of sight, yeah. And then going higher really doesn't do you any better, any good. But, yeah, as long as go high enough to get line of sight or bounce off of something, one bounce or something like that, yeah. And, yeah, with the HF frequencies, those aren't cloud burners. They call VHF a cloud burner because when it hits the ionosphere, it just keeps right on going. It says, what? What was that? Just a bump in the road for it. It doesn't slow it down. That's why people can use it to do moon bounce, because it'll go straight out and go all the way to the moon and back. But for VA, for HF, it's more about what your wavelength is and how high above the ground you are, how many wavelengths above that. The higher you go with VHF, the lower your takeoff angle. And the lower your takeoff angle, the further away you're going to hit the ionosphere. And the further away you hit the ionosphere, the further away your signal is going to go when it bounces to the other side of the Earth, when it bounces back down, which means distance, which is what typically you're looking for when you're a DXer, right? You want distance. You want to fill in the holes, but you also, it's hard to hit the other side of the Earth. It's really hard to hit the other side of the Earth. So the higher you go above the wavelength of the band that you're on, right, the number of wavelengths above that you can go, the further out you're going to go when you actually hit the ionosphere, and the further it's going to go when it actually bounces off of the ionosphere. So I believe you have it correct. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other commentary, or are we good?
Okay. That lines up with what I've learned so far, and I think you've given me a lot to chew on. I'll do some more research here on Direwolf and Sigwin, and was it UIView and Extair, EXASTIR?
Exaster, X, let me tell you exactly how it's spelled, because sometimes I X-A-S-T-I-R. X-A-S-T-I-R is the name of it. It's a really good one. It works in Unix, and it will work in, on Windows. It works on either one. It's kind of like the FT protocols that people use. I forget which one they use when they're sending HF bands, they're sending the digital. It's kind of like that tool that everybody uses. It runs in either one, doesn't care. So, and it's got some really good maps. And UIView, when you're trying to use it, you had to have purchased a mapping application many years ago before that company went out of business to be able to use it with some really decent maps. You can take static snapshots of maps out of Google Earth, and they look pretty good. You can make them look really good, but you can't really do dynamic zooming like you can if it has that plugin. But anyway, go ahead and research it and see what you think about it. If you got questions, let us know. And appreciate you hanging around for the net, and hope to see your APRS RF coming through the airways pretty soon. Anything else, Stephen, or are we good?
That'll do it for now. Like I said, you've given me a lot to chew on, and I'll keep researching and playing with it, and we'll get it eventually. KO4OLK, clear.
Hi, Stephen. Good talking to you, and appreciate you hanging around for the RACQ portion of that this evening. Looking forward to seeing you over digital VHF. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Dave, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
DJW, if I made it home in time. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, Wally and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That is Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And our almost latest, I think, between Robert and Walt, I think Robert's the latest. So you're not the newest one yet, Walt. Anyway, K4OIM, good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. KC4EZN, Harry, did we wrap it up, or where did we leave it? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. I think we concluded pretty good. When I get back upstairs on the other computer, I'll look up your email on QRZ and my guidance for that antenna was an article in QST several years ago. This guy was
trying to put up a somewhat stealthy antenna in an area where he had deer, and he did not want the deer getting tangled up in his antenna, so he had his antenna, his radials up a little bit higher than I've got mine, but I had a 40 meter wire on that antenna, and I couldn't ride my lawnmower under it, so I just shortened it. And what has really been interesting is looking in my log, something is resonating in there. It's working on 40 meters, and actually I've got a 6 meter wire that I just kind of wrapped around the main screw and have actually made a couple of contacts, but it's not a particularly good, I don't have any 6 meter radials on it. Anyway, I'll dig that up and send you the article, and I've taken a couple of pictures. I've done an antenna presentation for the club up here. My mantra for antenna is location, 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 because if you don't have a tree, you're probably looking at a tower or a vertical or something like that. If you've got a homeowners association, you're looking at stealth, or if you've got a nice wooded lot with lots of tall trees, then you can put up about anything you want to, but it's still location is how I start, and it's one of the fun things to play with. I have used an in-fed antenna out in California because my daughter's house has no trees, and the far end of it was the pole that they used to vacuum their swimming pool with. I lashed it to a fence post and a feet of wire, and had a good time working out there. It's location, location. A dipole I could have put up, but then I would have had to have about 70 or 80 feet of coax, and would have had to carry that on the airplane to California. Did not want to do that, and I didn't want to ship it, so. But just playing around with a different kind of antenna. That antenna is a little quieter. I say it is a vertical, but it's like a fan. I guess calling it a fan vertical instead of a fan dipole might be the more appropriate way. But that's what I did, and it worked relatively well. And I was real surprised tonight. And that was on 17 meters, and there were about four stations working, two of them in Japan, and the other two were on this side of the ocean, and they were working, and even watched a guy in Costa Rica working the guy. So, antenna's working, but I'll dig that up and email it to you. And with that, we'll turn you loose tonight. Dave, I've enjoyed the conversation. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, please do send me snapshots and, link to the article or the article, whatever, in the email. I'm always interested in antennas, especially when you say made a contact to Japan and it's not on an elaborate antenna that's like a 40-meter Yagi, 100 feet up in the air, then you get my attention, because I live in a neighborhood where they wouldn't allow me to do that. But I did stretch up a mystery antenna from the front yard to the backyard. Nobody said anything yet, knock on wood. The feed point's in the backyard, but one leg of the antenna shoots out over the top of the house and goes over to a tree in the corner. Nobody's noticed it yet. It is that 14-gauge copper-clad steel, so it's very thin. It's hard to see, and I didn't put any big insulators on there that would stand out, and the insulator's right close to the tree. Trees are about 70 feet high. Both trees are about 70 to 80 feet high, but you can't pick the top limb. You got to pick a limb that's strong, and they're usually down around 60 feet. So I got it up there on the best I can on those. But I'm always looking for something else, right? And like in the backyard, I could hoist it up between that thing, that vertical that you're talking about. I could hoist that up between two trees, I think. But depending on what it looks like. and run the coax out there underground or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, because the tree, I cut all the trees down that were close to the house except for three. And that's because they were making such a mess. They were killing all the grass, blocking all the sunlight. It looked like a hermit in the woods. So I had to cut all the trees down that were close up to the house. But I still got trees along the sides and in the backyard and a couple in the front yard. But anyway, Harry, appreciate that. Looking forward to your email. Take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.